We're global.
I mean, the lines are blowing up.
The Anarchy Shop, which is actorsbreakdown.com/shop, S-H-O-P-P-E.
Well, look at you!
All right, honey, buddy, I'll be right with you. I'm a good guy. If you attack us, I attack you. Air Hammer. Hello, my name is Brian Hammer Jackson, and you're with the Brian Hammer Jackson Show. Play was powerful. This is a no-win situation.
Jackson, and so should you.
Hey, welcome to the show, everybody. Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. I am Brian Hammer Jackson. I am your host in the morning. Number one guy. Number one. I don't want to be number two because number two stinks, but I'm number one. A lot of listeners. So many. Only one of me. That's still enough to go around. Today, good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Welcome to the show. We are worldwide. We're heard all over the world, and the world hears us. They love our guests, and the guests love them. We're here to sell some books. So after the interview, we have a doubleheader. Our first person coming up is Maggie. And Maggie has a book called Hell on Wheels. It's a sexy Western. I love it. Anything that has a lot of banging in it and pow-pow and writing, I'm down. We're going to talk to Maggie in a minute. We're going to do something different. Normally, the guests will call in, and I can see them coming into the studio. Well, today, I'm going to call them. This is something unusual. There's something different, but I like it. So I will be calling Maggie, and she's waiting by the phone, and come on into the studio. Well, there's a group. I realize that I belong to a lot of groups on Facebook, and I have no idea. I mean, I belong to 102 groups, and I had no idea, but there's one group I really like. It's called Book Horrors. It's a private group. You have to sleep with the admin before you get in there. I still have tears running down my face, but I had to do what I had to do. No, you don't have to sleep with the admin. At least I heard some people didn't. Oh, it was horrible. But they have great authors. And I think that and Coffee Book is another place, too, that has great authors. And you should visit them. I mean, these people are great writers and have great material. And I think that's where I got Maggie from. Or I might have got her from a referral, but that's where I got her from. So that tells me she's pretty good. And so we're going to get right to it because we don't have much time. Oh, my God, it's like an hour. Okay, here we go. Maggie's book is it's called Hell on Wheels. It's a sexy Western. It's for adults only, so we're going to have adult talk. I'm going to talk really fast because we don't have much time. It's a sexy and humorous coming-of-age story about an 18-year-old girl's loss of innocence amongst the men who built the Transcontinental Railroad and the prostitutes. Yay for the prostitutes who are traveling with them. Fallen in love and lust with several men along the way. Yay! She meets a surveyor. Yeah, right. So they say. I have been late so many times because I said I was a surveyor. I just look over the land and I go, I claim it. That's what I do. I'm a surveyor. So she meets a surveyor for the railroad who offers her a different life. So I hope you're tuning in, and if you'd like to come in and ask some questions, you can, because I'm going to call her right now because we're running out of time. So after the interview, I will not take any calls until the interview is over, and it's going to be 20 to 30 minutes. But if you would like to come in and support Maggie or ask her any questions, the number to the studio is 319-527-6099. 319-527-6099. That's the number to get you in the studio. That's the number that voice you can have your voice heard around the world. We have a big audience, especially Friday, and everybody's sheltered home. So let's see if we can do this. This is the first time I'm doing this. It's calling the host. Calling talent and author. Here we go. So let's do this. All right, I'm putting her number in the studio right now. See, we can make this call. Hopefully Maggie will answer, because this is live radio. If she doesn't, if I get a voicemail, that could be awkward. And here we go. See, we can give her a call. And now you're getting a live call. Wait, that's not going to work. All right, I screwed up. Hold on. Let me cancel that call. All right. Let me see right here. Sometimes it's studio difficulties. Okay, hold on. Let's try it this way. We are calling Maggie.
Hello.
Hello. Hello. This is Brian Hammer Jackson. Hi.
Hello.
You have just won $1 million if you answer this question.
From the Publishers Clearinghouse.
Yes. All right. If you can guess what I'm wearing, you can be a winner. Let's go.
Okay. I read your post in Book Horrors about will
right.
Maggie survive the interview and will Brian get sued for sexual harassment after
the
interview? Very
oh,
funny.
Yeah. We will. I got my lawyer standing right by, and they're sweating, and they're ready to go to court.
Okay.
Well, here we go. Welcome to the show, Maggie. And
thank you.
You're welcome. Got a very pleasant, lovely voice. Look at that voice. It makes angels go, oh. Look at that voice, Maggie. Look at you. So, is this your first time on the radio, Maggie?
Yes, it is.
Yeah. Are you a little nervous?
A little nervous. So.
Are you really?
Yeah.
Wow. Well, I have ways to making you relax, baby.
Okay.
What I like to do, you like to drink, Maggie? Are you a sipper? Do you like to drink wine?
Yes, I like to drink wine, yes.
Do you really? Well, look, what a coincidence. I have a can of wine. That's what we do on our show. We have wine in a can. Now,
Ooh,
we have...
That box wine,
Oh, yeah. Six-pack, baby. Nothing for the best for you. Now, are you a Chablis, or are you like the light wine, since you're a wine?
I like Chardonnay.
Oh, let's see. We don't have Chardonnay, but we have Charlene. It's just as good as a cousin. Well, here you go. Here you go. I'm giving you a little can of Charlene. Oh, look at that. Oh. See, our wine's a little fizzy. Ah, oh, there you go. Yeah. That'll make you relax. All right. Well, let's get right to it, Maggie. Let's get right to it. Get right to it. Maggie May. I love the name. You know, everybody's going to think about Rod Stewart when they hear that. Okay.
Yes,
Home
they
on
are.
Wheels, Lexi Weston. Mm-hmm. Now, here's how I interview Maggie.
Okay.
I like our listeners get to know who you are. If they fall in love with you, they're going to fall in love with your book. Because there are thousands and hundreds and thousands of books out there. We go right to the book and then go, okay, another book. Yeah. But they need that connection. They need that personal connection from you.
Okay, sounds
so
good.
Yeah, well, let's see how it goes. It always sounds good, and then turns into a train wreck. Hang in there, baby.
Uh-oh.
Here we go. It does. It always ends in a crash. So first we're going to ask Maggie, why would you consider your book, now you made this a point for adults only. You made that a point.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm going to ask you about that. Why is this book for adults only?
Oh, because it's historical erotica. So it takes place in the 19th century, first person point of view. It's told by an 18-year-old girl who travels with the men who built the Transcontinental Railroad from Omaha to San Francisco. So that's what the book is about.
But when you put adults, because I have seen a lot of books that are erotica, and they don't have that label for adults only, and that's very curious. Mm-hmm. But what makes it adult only? Is it because of the violence in it, or is it the language in the book?
There's no violence in it at all. Well, there's a little bit of violence, but...
Do they spank a prostitute on the ass, give her a little spanky wanky?
Well, so, yeah, you're close.
Yeah,
there's
baby.
A scene like that.
Yeah.
So, I'm sorry, what was your question?
I have no idea, but you sound great answering it. I mean, what I meant was, why the label adults only? Is it because of the language? You already mentioned there's no violence. And what makes the language adult in your book?
Oh, just because of some of the scenes in it. So that's what's adult only. So there are threesomes, female, female, male, 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 female in it. So that's what makes it adult.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Because there's more than one sex partner at a time can classify it as an adult?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I call that Zoom.
Zoom.
It's the language. How about the language? How's the language in the book? Does the language in the book make it adult? Meaning that if a 16-year-old pick up your book, you know, nowadays, Maggie, these 16-year-olds and 15-year-olds, you know, they're so used to bisexual, homosexual, transsexual, everything sexual, bisexual, binary sexual. Yeah. They're more hip to everything. So having a twosome, threesome, foursome to them is like getting a video game and calling it, you know, a game. So is it just because of there's multiple couples, or is it because of the language that may be used in a book?
It's the language that would probably, that's what makes it an adult book.
Mm.
So it's sexually explicit.
Really?
Yes, of course.
Wow. Now we're talking, Maggie Mae. Look at you. Are you blushing or is it just my phone heating up? I don't know. We'll find out. So,
both.
Do you like, how's the interview going so far? I like to get a review. If it's going good so far, I'm going to hang up the phone. Give me a good review. Let's get the fuck out of here. Oh, can I say fuck in front of you? I don't know. Let's talk about it. Now, you're saying the language, and you're saying because some of the scenes in the language. So tell me, give me a description of the book that may be sexually adult as far as your explicit language about a scene. I would like to hear this.
Okay. Well, let me think of one of the scenes. My main character, through most of the book, has a broken leg. So a lot of what she writes about are things she's watching. So she lives with some prostitutes because that's the only women in these Hell on Wheels camps. And so she kind of writes about what she sees. And then some of the men like the idea of another woman watching what they're doing with another woman. So those are the scenes, some of them. But at the same time, go ahead.
Yes, go ahead. No, go ahead. I'm getting my popcorn.
Okay. But at the same time, the book is mostly historical. So there are scenes, but that's not the whole thing. It's not like an X-rated movie or anything like that.
Oh, I understand. You know, I understand completely. I understand because if it didn't have a story, it would just be porn. I understand.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we're going to stick with the adult thing for a little bit, just for a little bit. Because, and I'm not making light of it, we tend to pierce words. Like, for instance, if you get a kid a video game, it's not going to say adult only. They won't sell it.
Mm-hmm.
It will say mature audience. They'll use different words. But using adult is going to slap you right in the face. It'll give everybody a hard on, but it'll slap people in the face when that word adult is there.
Mm-hmm.
I am an adult, but I'm so immature. I still couldn't, you know, I would have to get an ID just to read your book. That's how immature I am. But bear with me. Now, so I am going to force you to give me an explicit scene. So it's in the Western, and I love how you did it. I love how you did the Western thing, and you placed this. I love how you touched on the Transcontinental Railroad. I love that.
Mm-hmm.
And prostitutes were very, very, very important in the West, and people don't talk about
that's
it,
right.
And heroin and stuff like that. I love that.
Mm-hmm. Well,
but
good.
When you go...
Well, I'm glad you read some of the book. Thank you.
Oh, I can't read. I have somebody read it to me. I dropped out of school at 7. Yeah.
Uh-oh.
And that's why I listen to audiobooks. Reading, it's overrated. All right,
yeah.
No, I did read some. So when, give me a scene. Okay, so there's a guy and two prostitutes, right? And I didn't get the book. Hopefully I will get the book, and I'm just getting into a little detail. So he's doing his thing. The prostitutes are on him. Do you go into words like pussy, cock, cunt, slap it up, love it up, lick it up? Do you go into things like that, or do you go to, or do you cop out and say, well, he laid her down, and then he gently touched her breast, and all of a sudden he pulled down his zipper, and there was a private part of a man that grows. I mean, how do you describe in your book the sexy part?
What you said the first time. I use
really.
Really?
Have you ever used those words before? Look at you. Was it hard for you, because I can tell right now, was it hard for you to put those words in a book? Because it sounds like this is the first time you use those words in a book.
No.
Talk to me.
No, it's not the first time. I have all my other stories, the ones that I write as Maggie May are like that. So,
you had me. I like that. And my brain went somewhere else. Sorry for the pause. All right. I'm sorry.
Yeah, we had a power failure earlier here. So if I disappear, that's what happened.
Well, if
I think
disappear,
it's going to affect the phone.
But really? Okay. Well, don't worry about it. Wait a minute. Are you in Orange County?
Mm-hmm. Did you,
you know
did
you're
you
only
have
half,
the power
you
failure?
You know you're only half an hour away from me.
Yeah, I saw your email.
Yeah, look, I didn't get any power failure. That must be you and your husband doing the nasty, and you kind of blew out everything on a block, you. Okay, why erotica? There's so many different other genres you could write about. You could even go and cop out and go with romance. Remember back in the day with Flabio and the romance novels? You could have done that. You could have left out the word cock, pussy, suck, fuck. You could have left that out. Why go to this area? Why did you do it?
Why did I do it? I just thought it would be an interesting story. I thought it would be fun to write and fun to imagine.
Right.
So that's why I did it. But I do.
Did you
write...
have a? Go ahead.
Oh, go ahead. Oh, I was just going to say
ahead.
I do write other stories, more traditional ones, and I added them up, and I've written 51 stories.
Wow.
So, and I write under two other pen names. My main thing is I write mysteries. That's my main genre.
Really? Well, I write under a pen name, too. You might have heard of me, Stephen King. I'm being sued right now.
Oh.
So I had to get rid of that, and I read under Patterson getting sued on that one, too.
Yeah.
All right, let's sell this book. Let's sell this book. Okay. So a little bit about you. Is this your first book that you wrote? Or you just mentioned you had other stories. I understand.
Mm-hmm.
I understand.
Yeah, no, this was... Go ahead. Keep interrupting me.
What's the difference between... And I like to get inside a woman's mind because I can't get between her legs. It's the only way I can do it. Mine is a terrible thing to waste, you know that? Is this a great interview? I like to know because I'm going to put it already on Yelp as a great interview. And I hope you don't lie and say it's bad.
I think it's great. No. Fun.
Okay. Let me ask you. So when you're writing this book, right, do I like to know the inside of a woman. You know what I mean?
Okay.
And what I mean by that in her mind. In her mind. Okay. Now, did you get turned on writing this book, and did you bang your husband a lot while you're doing this book because you got so excited in your mind? I mean, did it arouse you writing the book?
Yeah, it did.
Really? Is he going to ask you to write another one soon? I mean, look at
yes,
you.
Yes, he's read all of them. He's read all of my books. So.
Really? You know, I get this picture that you're on top of him and he's reading excerpts of your book, you know, while you're doing it. Has that ever happened?
No.
Really?
Not exactly.
Hmm. I thought, you know, he may think about that. Wouldn't that be cool, though? I mean, you know, him reading your book while you're, you know what I'm saying? That would be a turn on. Wow. Now, would you call yourself a have you always been an open kind of person, even through the high school years and so on and so forth?
Yeah.
Open sexually?
Open.
Really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Pretty much.
And what do you mean by open sexually? And did we start this in your college years, or have you been one of these pioneer women? Like, you know, women have to have this face, like, I got to be a whore in a bedroom and a mother in a kitchen or whatever that is. Because, I mean, did you lock it down when you're in high school? Would you think that you were, how do they call it, a highly sexual person?
I had a lot of boyfriends in high school.
Did you really?
Before I met my husband. But I met my husband in high school. So we've been together for many years.
Really? Now, what are you thinking about your parents? Are they still living, or like, your children or anything?
No,
are you afraid?
No. My parents passed away. I don't have any children.
Okay. You don't have to account for nobody. Look at you. Now, for a woman's point of view, can you give me the description? What's the difference between porn and erotica and romance? Can you give me in that order, in your mind, when a woman writes?
Well, porn, I don't think the books I write are necessarily porn, because they're more character-driven, you know. They're more like, I'd like to think, literature, so versus porn. And then romance is, you know, romance is romance. And erotic romance is like a sexually explicit romance. At least that's what my books are.
So do you ever act out anything in your book, like when you and your husband are intimate, does he pull your hair and spank your ass and you call him dirty names?
No. Nothing like that.
Oh, that's too bad. That could have been another book. I would have bought it.
Yeah. Well, I probably do have some of that in my book. One of them.
So have you had any of these experiences that is this hell on wheels kind of person? Have you had multiple, more than one partner in a room with you in an intimate setting?
No.
Oh, have you ever had a girl-on-girl action?
Well, that's kind of personal.
Yeah, so it's a book. That's where we're going to buy it. Yeah, come on, it's not personal. It's adult talk, remember? Okay. You didn't say no, so that means yes, you did. What was her name? You can give her a fake name. Was it C.A. Asprey?
No. No,
all right.
It wasn't.
All right,
I
just
think
wondering.
She's listening to this.
I don't know.
To this.
She has dark secrets. She has dark secrets.
I hope she heard this.
I think. Tell me about your character of your book. We'll get right to it. Tell me about your main character.
My main character's 18, and she's she has kind of a humorous way of looking at what she sees that's happening around her. She's innocent, but she's very open to new experiences. So, and she has a broken leg through probably half of the book. So a lot of it is her trying to deal with her leg.
You're right. Well, here's a little excerpt there. We're almost at the end of the interview. Would you like to read a... You know what I'm going to start doing? See, usually I've been interviewing for 10 years, right? And I've been trying to think, how do I sell books? So I've been talking to a lot of my book buddies, right? And I came up with this. So I've been researching Amazon and the audiobook. Audio is the thing. I go, fine. And then I'm hearing the same stupid voice. And, you know, a guy going, and he, shut up, you. More women, less you. Anyway, I came up with this thing, and tell me what you think. I would love to, for instance, if this interview went good, I would like to invite you back, right? And then I put you in a private thing. You know what I mean? How do you like that? How do you like to get in my privates? What do you think about that, Maggie?
I love my husband.
Of course you do. It has nothing to do with love. Trust me. Anyway, I may love your husband too. You can put that in your book. How about your husband read a radio talk? It's like, oh, you walk in a room. Oh, my God, what are you doing? I'm on the radio with Brian. Oh, this is shocking. Chapter one. How's that? Anyway, what I mean by I'll put you in my privates, right? I come in. You come in Blog Talk, and we have a private session. That means nobody could come in. And in that private session, you read a passage of your book in your own voice. Not these assholes who get paid and say, look at my voice. Please pay me, and I'll read. Mm-hmm. Forget that. I like to hear the author themselves read a passage. Wouldn't that be cool? I'm working on that. I'm working on that. That's what I mean by private, you naughty, naughty Maggie. Naughty. Naughty, naughty. All right, so is there any way that you can read a passage? Would you like to read a passage of your book?
Right now?
It could be. It doesn't have to be the naughty side. Oh, your voice, I know. See, both of us are up at 7 in the morning, so our voices are not quite there. I can understand that.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll... But that is open for you. You're on my Facebook friends and whatever. If you want to say, hey, you know, Brian, let's go private. What private means is like, let me read a passage of the book. And I can make that into an audio for you to sell your book, you know, in your own voice by the author itself. What do you think?
Okay.
Yeah. Well, here, so there's a form you fill out. And here's a form, and you put this in. It says, tell me about your project. And then you outed me right away. Brian asked me to talk about my book. Okay. You outed me right away. You couldn't come in and say, oh, well, here it is. Brian said it. Brian invited me. Of course I did. But here's what you wrote. Brian asked me to talk about my book, Hell on Wheels, A Sexy Western. That's the name of the book, everybody, just in case. Hell on Wheels is a Sexy Western. Is it out on Amazon right now?
Yes, it is at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Apple, Google, Smashwords. It's out on several different bookstores. Barnes & Noble, did I say that?
Yes, you did. Yeah. Barnes & Noble, Two Guys, and wherever books are sold. And by the way, I like your cover. So here's the blurb that you wrote.
Okay, great.
I can't read at all, but since you don't want to, we have to go with me, the second choice. Here we go. It's a sexy and humorous coming-of-age story about an 18-year-old girl's loss of innocence amongst the men who built the transcontinental railroad and the prostitutes who traveled with them. Falling in love and lust with several men along the way, she meets a surveyor for the railroad who offers her a different life. Will she be able to leave behind what she has been, what she has seen and experienced in the Hell on Wheels camp? And will one man be enough? Very sexually explicit and meant for adults only. How I do?
That sounds very familiar.
Yeah, sounds like a great book. We should buy it. A really great author.
Thank you.
What inspired the books? What inspired you to write your book?
Oh, okay. Well, as far as Hell on Wheels, what inspired me was I'm a train buff and a history buff, and I love the whole story about the American West and the trains going from the east to the west. And let's see. I thought the Hell on Wheels idea was interesting because they are – do you know what Hell on Wheels camps are?
No. No, I don't.
Well – they are camps that go along with the railroad, and then when the tracks are laid a certain length, then the camps move. So they go from town to town. So that's what the Hell on Wheels is about. It was also Hell on Wheels was also a TV show, and that's why I put the subtitle, because it's none of the characters are in the TV show. I mean, it's all new, but I got a little called out on it about the title, Hell on Wheels, because of the TV show, but it's totally different because Hell on Wheels is a place. It's not a, you know, TV show.
You had me at buff, because I can imagine you in a buff. Look at that. That's that. You said the word. You put me there. No, you are a hypnotic author. But it is true. And then you, and so you're writing about that. And then, you know, you watched the mini-city. You said that. Was it a mistake watching? Did you watch the mini-series before you wrote? Or did you watch the mini-series? Go ahead.
That's a good question. Yeah, I watched it before. I watched it before I wrote it. So, but if you don't get it, if you get a chance, watch the series. It's very good.
I will. I didn't know there was a series. Now, see, I don't usually do that, and you know that. I don't talk to people before I get them on the show, because if I do, I'm kind of fucked, meaning that I get to be their friends and everything, and I won't ask the question. I'll be kind of more sensitive to how they feel, and it won't be a good interview, so I stay away. So you watching a series before you wrote the book, and then you put the spin on it and the erotica spin, I'm assuming, or as a series, it's just as erotica as your book.
Well, there are in the show there are prostitutes in it, because the prostitutes travel along in these camps. So, but I mean, it's there is that element in it. Yeah, the show.
Oh, okay. Is that on Netflix? Helen Wills?
No, I don't know the. I think it's AMC. I could be wrong. It's probably Netflix now. By now. Because it's been out a while.
Are you fascinated with prostitutes? Because do they have to be a prostitute? Why can't they be a slut? But, I mean, we're going... But prostitutes. I know that in the West, you're absolutely right. In the rest, all over the place. I mean, that's where it was. I understand. And why the Western theme? You could have prostitutes in the jungle. You could have prostitutes in the bar. You could have prostitutes anywhere. Why West? Why the Western theme on this?
Well, just because I thought it would be an interesting story, and I like the history of the development of the railroad. So my story takes place in the 19th century.
Did it excite you to write something about when men are just laying their rails down? You know what I mean? You know what I mean? The rails. Okay.
Yeah.
Back in the day, right?
Back in the day. Now, yeah.
It sounds to me like you like rugged men, right? Cowboys, laying that pipe, you know what I mean? Dirty, get the back of the jeans dirty. Oh, my God, where's the fan? I got the vapors. Now, how do you feel? Have we lost? You think men are so sensitive now? Have we lost it? And most men are pussies now, since this millennial pussy coming up, and he's like, everybody supports me. I cry in the movie. How do you think men have changed from back in the day where we're rough and tough to now that we're protesting because women are not getting a raise, or hashtag Me Too, let's promote it? Tell me about that. Do you think men changed? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, maybe. I don't know. Maybe they're oversensitive, maybe. I mean, they're afraid they're going to offend somebody, so
right.
I don't know. Yeah.
How does it make you feel about the new man? You know what I mean? If you were to date now, I know you love your husband. We talked about it, and we know this. But can you imagine dating one of these pussy men? We call them manginas. Can you imagine dating them, and then you're going, hey, look at that sexy Western. And he goes, oh, for God's sake. Is the Housewives some Beverly Hills on? I want to know what, Kim Kardashian's doing. How do you? What would you do with a man like that? It's so sensitive. Would you date him?
Well, I would like him to be sensitive enough where he wouldn't hurt my feelings or say anything like that. But
really?
Yeah, well, that kind of sensitive, but I guess I want a man that's handy around the house, so that kind of rugged.
Really? Yeah. So you mentioned you wanted a man who don't want to hurt your feelings, so you want a yes man. So, like, if you gain 500 pounds and you say, hey, is my ass fat? And he's going to say, no, baby, it's just more to you to love, and we still got room enough in the kitchen that I could fit through you. You want a yes man. What about a guy that says, look, are you kidding me? When I married you, you're a buck 05. Now you're 225. too much women. Get on a diet. How would you feel about that? Would you like that kind of man?
It would hurt my feelings. But I did write a book called Taken In, where we have one of those kind of characters. He's an alpha male, and he's a homicide detective, so he's like that. So he's a book boyfriend. That's what us writers call our characters, a book boyfriend.
Really? Really? What does a book boyfriend do? Is this a book that you keep reading all the time to get you aroused and that you could rub one off in the middle of the night and everything?
No, he's just more like a character you wrote about. I don't know. This guy's into BDSM, so I don't think I'd like to have him as a boyfriend, but he's an interesting character to write.
Really? Well, you may not want him as a boyfriend, but might you want him as a booty call?
No comment.
Really? Well, have you ever been tied up in everything like a BDSM? Have you guys ever participated in things?
No, I haven't.
Is that out of the question?
Is
it really?
But you know, I did read 50 Shades of Grey. I thought it was great. Saw all the movies, saw three movies. And my one of my writer friends they write about that. But I would rather not get into the violent thing.
No, it's not. Yeah, you're right. You're right. Mm-hmm. You're more romantic. You're the kind of lady with the flower petals on the bed, and then they pick you up gently, and they gently put you onto the bed and everything like that. And then they brush your hair, and they look in your eyes, and they see the world, and they say, oh, the sparkle in your eyes is the universe I am living in. How's that? Yeah.
Well, that might be nice to be worshipped like that.
Hey, I could be a book boyfriend. I could get me in there. Get me in there once in a while. All right. An erotic story about the prostitutes who travel with the men who built the Transcontinental Railroad. Again, we're talking with the great author Maggie May. And the book that we're talking about is called Hell on Wheels, a Sexy Western. As you can tell, she's beautiful. She has a great sense of humor. And I think she took a lot of courage to write this book with some of the words that must be in it. But I'm sure that, because one thing, saying it in an intimate setting with somebody safe like your husband, another thing is like, oh my God, I put it out there. I got a potty mouth.
Mm-hmm.
So Hell on Wheels, baby, it's on sale now. It's a sexy Western. Maggie May, you'll hear a lot about her. And I'll give you 30 seconds because our interview is over. How's that? Wasn't that quick?
Yeah, that went by really fast. Okay, right. I have 30 seconds.
Yeah. Just about the same time as your husband
has. I better start talking, huh?
On you. Yeah, you might.
Okay. Yeah,
just a little joke there.
The
if you hear it back, you know, I'm sure your husband's going to get mad. Hey, Brian, I last more than 30 seconds, dude. Knock it off. Go ahead.
Okay. I'm going to talk about some of my historical romances. I'll just talk about them before we sign out. One of them is Storyville, and it takes place in New Orleans. And then another one is a Civil War romance. That's erotic romance. Hell on Wheels, Killing Moon. Taken In is an erotic Western. And then I have about six other ones that I'm not going to talk about right now.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Do you ever, because your husband must have a cell phone, right? He has a cell phone.
Mm-hmm.
Did you ever get, you know, in the shower and everything, and then you call him up with sexy talk, and then get him all excited so he can run into the bedroom and take you like a wild animal?
Maybe. I don't know.
You don't know? How does that call goes? I don't know if I'm turning. Oh, here you are. Really? You are so shy. It's easy to talk about the character, right? But it's hard to talk about your... It is really hard for anyone. You know what I mean?
Yes, it is. Especially for me.
It is.
I'm very shy.
You're doing very well. You're doing very well. Are you 50 Shades of Red right now?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
You did it, though. You know what? You did it. You actually did it. You really did. It's been a pleasure talking to you again.
Okay,
what is your social media so people could get a hold of you and become your fan?
Well, I'm on Facebook. I'm on Twitter. I have a blog. And so those are my social media things.
And what are they so they can reach you?
Okay, it's, well, it's Facebook. Just look me up. Twitter, you know, I don't know my handle, but
mm-hmm.
have to look me up. I do have a blog. It's called doubledgirls.blogspot.com.
It's called, I'm sorry, what was it called again?
It's called the Double D Girls.
Double D. You are not shy at all. Listen, you. Yeah, I'm really shy, Brian. What's the name of your blog? Double D. Oh.
Well, I just thought that would grab attention, you know.
It sure did. It sure did. And you can go on Facebook and friend Maggie if you want to. Don't be a moron. Be nice and everything. Don't be a jerk. It's Maggie May, and you can look her up on Facebook and be really polite and respect our artists. I mean, our independent artists are really good. And she already passed the test. Double D Girls, huh? That's your blog?
That's my blog.
So what do I go DDD or do I go, how do I do it? How do I get there?
Okay, it's HT. Well, just look up Double D Girls. Blogspot. What is it?
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you
something
what.
Like that.
Really? Is it erotic things in there? Am I going to see some double D's?
No pictures or anything like that. But it is some excerpts from my books if you want to read them.
Well, I'll tell you what. We're going to take a quick 30-second break. If you can put that link into my Facebook because I'm up right now, I will promote your blog. Do you want your blog to get traffic or is this your private thing?
Yeah, no, I do need traffic because I don't have any followers on it.
Okay. Well, I'm going to take a 30-second break. You go ahead and put that in my Facebook and let's promote that so before we leave. How's that? Because we have just a little bit of time. How's that?
What am I supposed to do, Brian?
Well, I'm trying to type your URL of your blog. And I'm thinking it's probably faster if you just put the URL in my Facebook Messenger, and I can go right to it.
Okay, I'll do
and
it
so
right
while
now.
You, okay, while you do that, I'm just going to give them a 30-second. So, you go ahead and do it, and I'll just talk, and you just let me know when you're done.
Okay, yeah, I'll let you know when I'm back.
Yeah, okay. You are cheeky. Look at you, Miss Flirty. You are cheeky. All right. Must have been the can of wine. We are talking to Maggie May. We're talking to Maggie May. She has a book called Hell on Wheels. It's a sexy Western. As you can tell, as sexy as her. She's a really sexy lady. Support our indie authors. I mean, they write great stuff, and it's not free for them. They invested in the story. They invested in their time, and these are the intimate stories. At least we can show some appreciation. So go to Amazon right now. Put in Maggie May, which is how you, M-A-G-G-I-E, M-A-Y, Hell on Wheels, A Sexy Western. Get the book. Support. Get the book. Okay, I still didn't get your thing. I was kind of... Nope. I'm still waiting for you to...
Okay.
Hang on
just a second.
Okay, I will. I'll keep talking now. And the book has a lot of great reviews. And if she wants the edited version, she will contact. And if you want the edited version of your interview, just contact me on Facebook, on my Messenger. And I think she's still listening to me. And she's putting her digits into my Facebook Messenger, and we're going to go off the air in a couple of minutes, and we have the second interview, and stay tuned. This is the first interview, and then after we say goodbye, we're going to come back up because we have another doubleheader coming in. We have another interview, and her name is Anissa Blair, the title of her book, Your Husband, My Man, and a little blurb of hers is that Faith, her name in itself is an oxymoron. Hey, I relate to it because I'm an oxymoron. Anyway, her name in itself... Oh, we already got it.
Hello,
okay.
I'm back.
Here.
Yeah.
You look at you. Okay. Uh-oh, you did not give me... Really? It did not hit as a link. That's weird. All right, let me see if I can put it in. It didn't link, though. But you gave me the name. Let's see if it links. I'm trying to get on the name. Because I'm trying to promote your blog before you go.
Oh, very professional, am I?
Oh, there you go. No, I got it.
Okay.
Naughty Snow White, huh?
Yeah. That's my latest book.
Really?
Yeah.
Why is Snow White so naughty? What does she do? That's so bad.
You'll have to read it and find out.
Really? You sure you don't want to read an excerpt of your book before you go?
No, I can't think of one right off the bat. But
on your
I
book?
I wish I would have. Yeah, I wish I would have known because I'd come up with a
good
one.
Do you have your book? Okay. Well, here's your reviews. Excellent story and so sexy. Well-written story of a young woman coming of age during the building of the Transcontinental Railroad. Very adult, erotic, and sexy. This is a tale full of hot love scenes that she experienced along the way. And here it is, her blog. Go to doubledgirls.blogspot.com. Well, you know, the faster way is get a hold of Maggie. She'll lead you there. Because I know you idiots are going to be typoing, you morons. I can't find it. Well, find Maggie. And then let Maggie give you where the blog is. Because I know that's going to happen. I give up because I can't do it. And we don't want that to happen. Just get to Maggie. Let her go to your blog. It's a good blog. I got it here right here. It's really nice. Good. It's well together. And you see sexy Snow White. I'll just read a little bit. Oh, look at this. How does a man give you oral sex? I innocently ask. She seems to like the role of playing the teacher. Ooh. She dabs some... Is that rouge? Is that rouge?
Yeah, it's rouge.
Oh, you don't want me to read it?
No, go right ahead. It's interesting to hear someone read it. Embarrassing at the same time, but...
Oh, it's not embarrassing because I can't read. Look at you. You're kind of pushy, aren't you, Misty? Go for it, baby. I would love to have a webcam in your bedroom. That would be funny. You would too, wouldn't you? I can hear the little snicker. Oh, that would be so naughty.
No.
Have you guys ever done that? Have you ever taped yourself?
No.
You need to go to my class. I'll teach you how to do all that. All right, here we go. How does a man give you oral sex? I innocently ask. She seems to like the role of playing the teacher. She dabbed some rouge on my cheeks and lips and then outlined my eyelids in Kroll? Is that Kroll? Really? I don't even know what that is. I don't even know what I'm reading, but it sounds sexy.
It's eyeliner.
Holding up a mirror, she showed me how I looked. Wow. I look like a completely different person. Much older. I looked a bit cheap and told myself that I would blend in with some of the makeup and while she wasn't looking. Are you going to answer me? How does a man give you oral sex? I wasn't going to let her off the hook. Okay, sweetie. But don't be shocked. I get the feeling you're a little delicate. I really want to know. She sat down in the bed across from me and asked, would you like me to demonstrate? On me, I asked. That was the last thing I thought she'll say. It won't mean anything nasty. I'll just be giving you an education on the arts of love. I had to think about it a bit. But then my natural curiosity ruled. Okay. But don't do it too long. I just want to know, tis all. She laughed at me. Ha, 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 ha. Well, maybe not like that, but she did laugh. She laughed at me and said, spread your legs, honey. I did as she asked, and she took pity on me. Those boards around your leg and are real. This is one of those loose underwear kind of thing. Those boards around your legs are real off-putting. I slammed my legs back together and said, never mind. I think I get the idea. Doctor will show you. He seems to have taken a shine to you, do you think? I know he never treats any of us girls like the way he does you. Does he like oral sex? She laughed a bit. You're a spry one. I'll give you that. Well, does he? I asked with a twinkle in my eye. He's not bad. I felt my good mood slipping away from me. Trying to cheer me up, she said. Maybe we can do a three-way sometime with Marshall. That would be fun. She sure had a dirty mind, but I guess that came with the territory. I didn't ask what a three-way was, but I assume it had something to do with three people. She stood up and said, "Time to put on my party dress." She had absolutely no modesty and took off her dress nonchalantly and then pulled a corset out of a drawer and asked me to lace it up for her. "Bear with me," I told her. "I never put one on before." "Don't be afraid to pull it tight. The tighter, the better. When my waist is slim, my titties look bigger. Men like that." "Do they?" I asked. I seemed to be full of questions. "Oh, honey, I could teach you so many things. We could have us some fun. But it's best if we wait until your leg is better." All that talk about sex was making me feel wet between my legs, and I was a bit afraid by feeling and told her, "Oh, honey, it just means you're excited and you're ready for sex. The more lubrication, the better. When your cherry gets popped, it's best if you use a lot of lube." She showed me a jar out of the dresser drawer. "We don't want you to hurt the first time. Don't be afraid if you bleed a little. Lots of girls do." "It doesn't sound like much fun," I answered honestly. "If you have any complaints, come to me and I'll help make it better for you." She sure was accommodating, and I appreciate that. I told her, "Now I'm getting wet," she told me. "We better stop this nasty talk before I get carried away." She shooed me off the chair and put some rouge on her cheeks and her lips. Soon the other girls came inside to dress. Everyone was so excited about the dinner and entertainment. Want to read what happens next? Here's where you can find Hell on Wheels, a sexy western. Go to Amazon right now. Look at that. Well, what do you think? How was my read? It was a cold read.
Yeah, you did a good job. Very good.
Did I?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
So it's a conversation between an 18-year-old and a prostitute. So it's kind of like she's showing her the ropes. So that's what that scene was about.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
You think I could read an erotic story? Did it get you excited? Did you feel a little tingy-tingy?
Well, I kind of felt like, oh, my God, I wrote this stuff.
I know. It's like, oh, shit.
Oh, my God.
Wow. Wow. Well, it is a good read. And I hope I didn't screw it up too much. But
no,
it is a
you
good
did a
read.
Great job. Interesting to
so
hear
much.
A man read it.
Right.
Yeah.
Like a Neanderthal like me. Get the book, Hell on Wheels, a Sexy Western, by the great author Maggie May. She's the author. And again, visit her blog. Find her on Facebook. I think she doesn't know her Twitter account, so maybe you hit at Maggie May. It might show up. But well, you do have the links on your blog, though. You do have the links.
Yes, I do.
Do you have your Twitter links on here?
Yes, I do.
All right, let me see what it is. Barnes & Noble, Amazon, Google Play, Smash. No, you don't. You don't have Twitter on here.
Yeah.
Oh, look at you with the sexy pictures of Twisted Steel. Oh, my God, you. Wow.
Well, that's a friend of mine. I'm plugging her book in that one.
Oh, okay. All
that's her book.
Well, she got a mention.
Yeah.
I think you write very well.
Well, thank
and
you very
I
much.
I do think you write erotica. there's not too much. You were held back with wetness between the legs. I didn't see much talking in my pussy and up my ass. I didn't see many of that. I'm sure that's coming, guys. But you write very well. Thank you for coming on.
Okay, thanks for the opportunity.
You're welcome.
Okay, well, have a nice day.
You have a nice day. There she goes, Maggie May, author, Hell on Wheels, a sexy Western. Don't forget to support her. Bye, Maggie. We have some business to take care of, and I will invite you back soon.
Okay,
bye-bye. Let me send you up
with
a plus. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
I want to send her off with applause. Where is she at? Maggie. Well, there she goes. Anyway. Well, here's the sound of Maggie leaving an interview. She got the hell out of here fast. All right. We got 3 minutes. I don't know if this is going to last long. I'll do it on the second part of the show. I still have show here. We usually have the morning crew. A morning crew is very tight. These are people who come on the show regularly. They support the show. Sometimes they run the show. They make the show go forward. We had 9 morning crew. Now we're down to 3. There's reasons for that. But these are sacred people. They're sacred friends that I trust. And what happens is that when one of us will have a death in the family, we will send them our angels. We will send them our angels. As the person is to make the transition to heaven, they have our angels too. And it's a special thing we only do for the morning crew. So one of our morning crew members had a death in her family. And it's hard because it was a baby. A little baby. And the baby was trying to make it to this life. And the baby was born. And it didn't make it. The song is 5 minutes. We only have a minute. But we're going to play that song. Well, here's a little bit. But we will play the song in the next interview in about 2 minutes. But here's a little part of it right now, in case she's listening. We're calling our angels. May God be with you, Ellen, baby Ellen.
On every day you gaze upon the sun. back the cold, then you'd finally understand what this all means. Ah, but if you could, do you think you would trade it all the pain and suffering? But then you'd miss the beauty of the light upon the earth, and then the sweetness of the leaves, calling all angels, calling all angels, walk me through this world.
And you, our angels, as you transition. We have another show starting in about 2 minutes, so hopefully you'll join us. And thank you for listening to the Brian the Hammer Jackson Show, 96.7 BT Radio. And I want to thank Maggie May for coming in and get the book. All right, everybody, we'll see you on our next show in about 2 minutes. Get the book, Hell on Wheels. Thank you.